Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bass tumble.
Yeah, it's raining. It is delightful. We got the lime down, and it's perfect because, you know, if you heavily lime a field and it doesn't rain, you can burn the grass. So timing was perfect. Everyone all set? Cocked and locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Kyle's with us in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vince. I was curious, did you spread your lime with that dump truck type thing that you got?
Well, we bought a International 4700 salt spreader, and the brake lines rusted through, and the window, we didn't have enough time to replace all the brake lines because they rusted through and bleed them. So we rented a buggy, and this is designed exactly for this purpose, and it worked great. Now, the salt spreader truck that we have would work perfectly as well, but we just decided that because of the campground, we want to get that finished, and it's almost done. There's only one little thing we need to do. So I'm going to turn that on this weekend for reservations. But the liming is done, and I got to tell you, the grass is looking just perfect. It's amazing how some moisture and sunlight can activate grass so that it just starts growing like crazy. It's magnificent. Kyle, it's a beautiful green. I'm looking out the studio window. It is wonderful.
So, you know, we've got, ain't looking out here on white snow, but we got like about 99% of our snow is gone, and the grass is starting to green here, and it's greening up like in the valleys and stuff when you travel around, and the lowlands areas of the area around here is just greening like crazy, and the farmers are in the fields and throwing, you know, their fertilizer and stuff down. I got a friend of mine who farms still. He's 74 or 75, and by himself pretty much farms about 800 acres of alfalfa. But around here, there's so many housing developments popping up that he is running out of places to farm. He has a bunch of leased land that he still has, but he said, you know, he's losing area to houses. I was just traveling to help a friend of mine out just yesterday, and an area that used to be nothing but potato farm, a huge, big potato farm, probably lost, I don't know, at least 40 acres of that to a big housing development. Just so sad to see. I can't hardly stand it. You know, we are building these houses on some of the best farm ground on the planet. I mean, most people don't know this, but, you know, you get certified potatoes a lot of times from Idaho. But those certified potatoes, they come from Montana, and then they go to Idaho to be grown. And interestingly, we have friends of ours that grow potatoes. And my goodness, what a great business! But they have a lot of land to be able to do that. Anyway, they're out in their fields and going gangbusters, and so is the building around here. But you're right. I just love this beautiful green spring.
And, you know, same thing is happening here. And it's happened since we stole the United States of America, you know, North America, from the Indians, the American Indians. And here's what we've done. We settled the East Coast, the best land. That's where we started putting in gardens. This is a great place to put a house, another house, a little store, another store. Pretty soon, New York City's there on some of the finest land in the United States of America. So that's all paved over. The Garden State, they actually call it the Garden State, New Jersey. Some of the finest land in the United States. It's dark, rich soil. It's paved over. It's polluted. It's got highways, byways, houses, mansions, swimming pools. The water, the level of the aquifers is going down because people are wasting water in New Jersey. People who had houses in the 1960s had wells that were 88 feet deep. Now they're 300 feet deep because they sucked these inhabitants and sucked the water out of the aquifers. We're doing the dumbest things. And in where we are here in Missouri, the same thing is happening. Farmland is being converted to houses. Now, it makes sense to me to have a small farm, a couple hundred acres maybe, raise some cows, do those kinds of things, non-destructive use of the land. But what's happening is building after building after building is going in, deep wells are going in, pulling the water out of the ground. And what people don't realize is that the well that they have could grow dry because of the neighboring farm selling out to become a housing development. These kinds of things actually happen.
Yeah, you know, you reminded me of something. Do you know what farmers, I have a good friend, well, I know a whole bunch of them, but one good friend of mine that was a farmer said, you know what farmers call a 5-acre subdivision, don't you? Where you're putting in, you know, everybody's got 5 acres and, you know, there's about 8 or 10 of these big mansions on them and stuff. And I said, what? And he said, well, they call them a weed patch. Because nobody takes care of the land like a guy that has to make his living on it. You know?
That's right. And there's a little hamlet. There was a little hamlet in the 1960s. It's called Colt's Neck. Two words, C-O-L-T-S, space, N-E-C-K, in the Garden State. And Bruce Springsteen has a house there. And when I was a child, I played on the land that is his farm. And what happened was a 115-acre farm was sold, and about maybe 80 houses were put in, maybe 70, you know, one acre lots. And then the town decided that, well, they needed to have minimum zoning, 10-acre minimum zoning, so you could not buy a parcel less than 10 acres. Then the next thing that happened is the guy that was the part-time constable, the part-time policeman, also part-time dog catcher, and when he wasn't doing that, he was driving the school bus. Okay, they decided that what they really should have is real police. So they brought in the state police, and they built a park with a great big pond. I mean, a huge pond, like a mansion for the state police. When I say mansion, I mean a brick mansion. Not just a police barracks. I'm talking about a mansion, something that somebody in Hollywood would say, well, that's a little large, you know, for somebody in Hollywood, right? The state police have that. And the taxes went from about $88 for a typical parcel with a house on it, a nice house, to about $8,000 to $10,000 after all of these amenities came in. So, class, when people move in and they bring money with them, this is what happens. When people move in, they want stuff. What do they want? They want sidewalks. They want streetlights. They want police protection. They want dog catchers. They want curbs, streetlights, schools. Now, they don't want just schools. They want schools that are absolutely magnificent, that have exercise rooms that would be world class. That's what you get. That's what you get when people move in that have a lot of money. And the next thing that happens is the farmers that were there can't afford to live there, because the new people that come in to determine the taxation rates get them higher and higher and higher to provide all these amenities for these new people. They charge the original people who were taking care of the land. They get forced out.
Yeah, that's what. And we are having, I don't know about where you are, but around here, we are having, I'll bet you there is 10 developments around here, Vince, that have multiple hundred unit developments of just apartments. I mean, they're going up 4 and 5 stories. One of them is 5 stories high. And it's just, I can't believe, I told my wife, I said, there is not enough jobs here to support that kind of bunch of people, nor the infrastructure, nor the roads for this stuff. And you're right, property taxes have gone through the roof. It used to be that you, around here, I mean, I'm talking all out in the area, if you wanted to live cheap, you could buy a mobile home and 5 acres with a well and septic on it for, you'd be hard-pressed to spend much more than $40,000 to $60,000 at the most. And the value would be all in the land. And I'm talking like, you know, 1980s mobile home, 70, late 70s, up to 90. But now that same thing right here in this area, Vince, would cost you $350,000 if you can find it. I can't even fathom that.
Okay, let's put an exclamation point on this. So Las Vegas just announced that they've got a problem with water, and they are doing something about it. So they are now going to implement water restrictions so that the typical household is going to be limited to 446 gallons of water a day. That's an enormous amount of water. 446 gallons of water a day.
Wow.
That's extravagance. No one needs to have a family that wastes that much water. So it's the toilets, it's the jacuzzis, it's these car washes that used to be called showers. You know, you take a quick shower to save water. There are people who, I know a family that has 2 40-gallon hot water heaters, gas-fired, in series, so they can power their car wash inside their bathroom. I mean, they've got these shower heads that are just huge, huge consumers of water, and it's not necessary. We're talking, people don't need his and hers sinks in the bathroom. They don't need that. They don't need to have all of these appliances and devices that squander water. What we need to do is save water. So the next thing that's going to happen is water is going to disappear from where it is. And it's going to cost everybody more. And here's what Las Vegas is doing. They say, y'all want to connect to the city water system? No problem. But you can't use your septic tank anymore. Can't use that anymore because we need that wastewater so we can recycle it and sell it back to you. No kidding. That's what they're doing. That's what they're implementing right now. Your septic system will be illegal because they want the water back in your municipal water system.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Kyle's with us. Kyle's in Montana. And we'll be teaching from lessons from 5-Minute University today and talking about things that we've experienced. Class, there's the one thing that maybe the one thing that I have the biggest problem with is when people ask me for advice and I give them advice and I give them the rationale, the who, what, when, where, why, how, and how much, and they go, uh-huh. Or they don't want to listen, or they don't want to hear it. But they ask me, but they don't want to hear it. And then they do the opposite, or they do whatever they were going to do. It tears me up. It absolutely tears me up. And I had an aunt. I loved her dearly. She's passed away. But when I was going to school, studying finance and economics, I studied it for 6 years. And I have 2 degrees in it. She asked me about where to put some of her savings. And I gave her, this is in the 70s, and I gave her the rationale. I told her, here's what you should do. This is absolutely risk-free. It's the safest thing to do. It has the highest yield. And I'll tell you what it was. It was certificates of deposit because they were paying between 5 and 10% back then. No risk. And so she said, okay, went to the bank and talked to this young guy who didn't have the education, didn't have the experience, didn't have the knowledge, and he told her what to do, and he put her in a terrible position. And the next time I saw her, I said, so how'd it go? What'd you do? She said, well, you know, I talked to the guy at the bank, and here's what he said, and here's what I did. So I didn't do what you said. And I said to my aunt, you know, I love you a lot. This tears me up. Please, don't ask me for any advice. Because if you ask me, I'll tell you. And if you don't take it, it's very hard on me. So please don't ask me anymore. And we left it that way. And, you know, it's about 50 years ago that this happened. And I still remember it. And it still hurts and it's still painful. Didn't cost me a cent. It didn't cost me a cent. It just tore me up because I know how hard she worked for her money or her digits or her savings, whatever you want to call it. And she listened to some twerp, some jerk, some know-nothing. Because he wore a jacket and tie and he had a title at a bank. Okay, so in that line of thinking, what tears me up lately is the same thing except when people ask me about cars. Kyle, I can't stand it. People want to buy new cars. And they don't have a good reason. But they want to buy a new car. Their old car is heavier. It's more durable. They know that what they've maintained, they've had it for years. It works really well. It's really almost 100% reliable. But yet they're concerned that maybe it's going to let them down. Maybe it's going to let them down on the way to work. So they want to get a different one that they have no knowledge about, no experience about, and they've never been underneath one. And then they ask some friend who knows very little, but he happens to be of the male persuasion. So they ask the guy who gives them advice rather than take the advice that they already got from me. I can't believe it. And let me give you an example of what I'm talking about, class. There's a Cadillac was dropped off here, a relatively new Cadillac, maybe 10 years old. Really nice looking if you like new cars. It's not for me. This thing is as cheesy, as thin as possible. The nose of this, the whole car, it's got those low-profile tires. The tires are expensive, and they have so little rubber between the wheel and the road that a pothole will ruin them. A pothole will damage the suspension. They're hard to mount. They're expensive to mount. They're hard to balance. And there's no room for a spare tire on some of these vehicles. So they don't come with a spare tire. The key costs maybe $800, $750, $800 if you lose your key. The vehicle does not have a frame. It has a unibody construction. It's called pinch weld construction. These things are so flimsy. If you pick one of these newer vehicles up on a traditional lift without pinch weld adapters to raise the body, you will damage the unibody and bend the underside of the car. You can bend it so much that the doors won't open. That's how cheesy and how flimsy these things are. I'll continue a little bit more when we come back, and I'll make the point.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden will participate in a Take Your Child to Work Day celebration on the South Lawn today. That'll be taking place at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. This evening, he will be meeting in a campaign call with supporters of his re-election bid. Weather is threatening more than 40 million people in the South today and is expected to push east. Parts of the Gulf Coast states like Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi could see flash flooding. The system saw baseball-sized hail on areas in Texas and Florida yesterday. In fact, the severe weather left more than 5 million people across Texas and Louisiana under tornado watches. By tomorrow, heavy rain could impact much of the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. The National Football League's New York Jets introduced their new quarterback, former Green Bay Packer Aaron Rodgers.
I'm excited about the new adventure here in New York.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today, top.
Last day.
God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So I was talking with a guy that operates one of those rollback, call them a tow truck. And we were sharing some stories. I got a chance to chat with him yesterday. And he was telling me that newer vehicles don't have the T-shaped slot, T-E-E, the letter T, shaped slots on the frame or underneath the body, the belly pan, if you will, of the vehicles to attach the chain adapter so they can pull the vehicles up on the flatbed. So there used to be these little slots about the width of your finger, but shaped like a T, maybe 2 inches by 3 inches long. And there's a cast iron T, kind of a key that you put in there that's at the end of a chain. You just put it in, turn it 90 degrees, and you're locked in place. Well, the new cars don't have them. The new cars are so thin that when they have these holes in the frame, it's not even a frame, it's a unibody construction, it's sheet metal. It's the same thing that the quarter panels and doors are made out of. It's thin. So they put the hooks in to pull the cars up on the ramp to tow it away, and it rips a hole in the bottom of the sheet metal because it's not two plies, it's one. So the new cars don't have the rigidity. The sheet metal is thinner. Actually, the coat of paint is about as thick as the sheet metal. There's no frame. And he was telling me that this guy was driving this little Chevy, a relatively new Chevy, hit the cheese grater in the divide of the highway, and it ripped the axle off. It ripped the rear axle right off the car. Have you ever heard of that before? Of course not. Why is that? Because the mounts that the axle is attached to underneath the car is so thin that it can't keep the axle in place in a collision. This is what's happening. And then people are saying they want to buy a new car. They ask me for advice. I try to tell them these things. Hey, it doesn't have a spare tire. If you have a flat, you're going to either have to ride that wheel and destroy it, call a tow truck, or find somebody who has a tire and a wheel ready to go for you. But you're going to have to find a jack and a lug wrench to go with it, because the new cars that don't come with spare tires don't come with a jack and they don't come with a lug wrench. I'm not kidding. And people think that new cars are great. They've got heater controls for the left side, the right side, air conditioning for the left, the right, the rear. They've got sensors for everything. They've got backup cameras. Why? Because you can't see when you back up, because the roof or the side is in the way and the windows aren't large enough. People don't realize that when they get electric seats, they fail. And when they fail, it's a $600-$700, $800 problem. But with that mechanical seat, you know, you reach under the front of the seat, you lift, raise the bar, and you go forward or backward, they never break. They never break. But yet, we have so many sensors, the cars are so complex, and people can't wait to get rid of their car that works, their car that's heavier, their car that's more crash-worthy, their car that has a spare tire in the base of the trunk to protect the drivers and the occupants from a rear-end collision because of some moron with their cell phone texting or watching movies, or, God forbid, a Tesla's behind them. They can't wait to...
And that's the truth. You are so right, Vince. I was just talking to someone about buying another car, and I told them, I said, buy something at least the because they really wanted something newer. I said, you can't get something newer. I just told them that, and I said, don't buy anything newer than 012. Nothing. But even then, you've got to be very selective and careful and look these things over. And I told him, I said, you called me and I'll look it over for you. I'll be glad to drive it, test drive it, check it out. We'll do a check on it, you know, and we'll see what happens. I'll see if they take my advice or not. But you're so right. These new cars are that people don't understand that they're literally buying a constant repair bill that is going, as soon as the warranty is out. Do you realize, Ben, I was just talking to a lady. This blew my mind. And you probably already know this, but I didn't know this. And she has an older, like about 4-year-old BMW car, very well made. And she bought because her husband and her don't even know how to change the oil. Nothing about these cars. So she moved over here from Seattle and because her service contract is set up so that it has to be at a dealership, and it has to be one that's certified to do her work on her particular BMW. If something major goes, she has to have it towed back to Seattle. or carry, literally ship the car back, or get somebody here locally that will work on it a little bit enough so she can drive it back to Seattle to get it repaired. And I told her I was just, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. My ears almost were developing calluses to the point where I couldn't hear her. I just couldn't hardly stand it. I said, I would sell that thing so fast, it would make you wonder what day of the week it was. And it, I said, I would buy something local that anybody can work on around here because she's planning on living here. Her and her husband, but they both work remotely. They both make a ton of money. And so she says, well, we'll just keep it for right now. But she said, you know, I was looking at buying a new BMW, but, the thing that bothered me was the fact that the heated seats are rented. If you don't pay the rental fee on your heated seats, they can remotely turn them off. Have you ever heard of that, Vince?
Yeah, we reported on that about 2 years ago, that BMW was doing that. And that was, BMW was one of the first to lease something inside your car. Now, class, I want you to think about this. If you have a BMW with heated seats, they're already in your car. It's not something that if you say, well, you know what, I think I'd like to have them work, so I'll pay the $20 a month so I can have heated seats. They're already there. You're paying literally for them to turn them on, and if you stop paying, they'll turn them off. You already bought them. The reason I say you already bought them is they didn't install them for free. They're in your car right now, but yet you have to pay to use them. It's different from having cable TV and paying a monthly subscription, and if you want to watch a special movie, for example, then you pay for that movie to be delivered over your cable. This is different. This is built in. It's already under or in the seats. It's already there. These guys, these accountants, these marketeers are trying every way possible to charge you more, and it's not just them. It's the banks. It's the banks with the over limit fees. It's the banks with the late payment. It's the banks with the, oh, you want to make a telephone transfer? That costs extra. Oh, you want a letter of credit? That costs extra. Oh, you want to come in and have us make a photocopy for you? That's extra. They have fees and fees and fees. That's these add-on fees. And people don't realize exactly what you said about the BMW with the certified mechanics. They don't realize that you have to have a factory computer to work on these, the newest of the vehicles, because the OBD2 scanners, OBDII, OBD2 as they're called, onboard diagnostic computers, like the ones that we have here at our shop. We've got three of them. And we have to keep getting more and more and newer and newer and newer and buy the updates because the auto manufacturers keep changing the computer programming such that the scanner of last year won't work with this year's vehicle. But actually, we can't buy the scanners for the latest vehicles because they're not available. The aftermarket manufacturers of the scanners don't have the software to program the scanners that you can buy. So you have to go to the dealer. As a matter of fact, if there's so many problems with these vehicles and having the computers talk to each other that if you were to buy, let's say, for example, a fuel pump or an engine control computer, you would have to get that vehicle back to the dealer so they can synchronize the serial numbers, the identification numbers of the computer that you just added that you bought on eBay to the rest of your car, or it won't start. People don't realize, they have no idea that this is going on. But yet, they like the new car smell. They like the new styling. They like the new instrument panel. They like the new screen between the driver's side and the passenger's side of the dashboard. They like all that. Are you kidding me? It's impossible to look at all of those options on a touch screen to change the radio station as compared to turning the knob and pushing a button of the older vehicles. I'm talking, you know, 20 years old. They were way better. The controls, do you want it hot? Do you need to have a digital display that says 72? Or could you remember to turn the knob to this position that says more heat, more heat, more heat, less heat, less heat? It's real easy with the knob. It's harder with the computers. Here's something that we just learned. We're having a problem with one of our trucks shifting. We rebuilt the transmission. Transmission's fine. It's not that. We have a friend who works at the Dodge dealership. He is a senior technician. We've known him for 17 years. We explained the problem. He said, yeah, the reason your transmission's not shifting properly is because of the radio frequencies, the electromagnetic radiation in the air. In the air is confusing your automatic transmission. Now, I've already modified the wiring harness to fix it, but there's more electromagnetic radiation. When we pass through a city hauling, you know, something with our truck and trailer, that the transmission can't figure out what gear it's supposed to be in. So now I have to literally wrap the wiring harness with a magnetic reflective foil to protect the wiring harness that goes to the transmission so that it will shift properly. People have no idea what's going on. Our son said, hey, Dad, can you bring your tri-field meter and can we look at my truck because it won't shift? So I brought the tri-field meter, the same one Dr. Norm Shealy has, the same. It's called a tri-field meter, T-R-I-F-I-E-L-D, space meter, model 100XE. You can buy one on the Internet. It's about $100. And it will tell you the electromagnetic interference in the area. When you turn the fan on to circulate the air for heat or air conditioning, this meter goes off the scale. If you put it near the alternator, under the hood, it goes off the scale. If you raise the hood, this meter goes off the scale. And this is a 1999. That's nothing compared to an Audi. An Audi is way worse. We can't live with this equipment. And people want to buy it. They have no idea what to do.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I have in my hands a credit card. And about the same size as the credit card, I have a business card that says USA Preparers, and it says Vincent Finelli on it. The thickness of the sheet metal on a new car, with the paint and the primer and the clear coat, and the sheet metal, is between the thickness of the USA Preparers business card and a credit card. I'm not exaggerating. And if you look under the hood and you look at the hood of a new vehicle, and you'll see the thickness of the metal. But what you're looking at is actually twice as thick, because at the edges they roll it and bend it in half. So now you're looking at twice the thickness bent in half. So divide that by two, and that's how thick the sheet metal is on the sides of the new car. That's the cage that you are allegedly being protected in. If you do a search, and I just did one, Honda rear axle recall. Honda has recalled some of their vehicles, of 1.4 million vehicles, because of corrosion and software issues. They've recalled another 430,000 Acura and Honda vehicles because the left and front drive shaft fails. Ford F-350 6.7-liter diesel trucks have been recalled because the bracketry that holds a spring of the rear axle, the weld, is failing. And here's what they say. The recall was introduced, it's a spring seat interface. That would be the spring seat, coil spring or leaf spring, where that attaches to the frame of the truck. The vehicles may experience rear driveline disconnection. What does that mean? What is a rear driveline disconnection? That means the axle comes off the vehicle. That's what that means. These are new vehicles. We're talking, this is a recall that Ford issued in July of 2021. F-350 is one of their bigger heavy-duty trucks. As a matter of fact, they call it Super Duty. That's what they call it, Super Duty. And the rear axle comes off. The mounting component to the frame. This is serious stuff.
You know,
you got to be crazy to buy a new vehicle.
It's so funny, Vince. I was looking on TV. I got a couple of funny things for you here. I was looking on TV. We were watching a movie, and this lady, she plugs her new Nissan Leaf electric vehicle in, right? And then she goes in, and she does some things and as the movie goes on, and it's showing, like, maybe she comes back as soon as she's done with this, which maybe in the movie showed maybe an hour. And so I looked up how long it takes to fully charge a Nissan Leaf. 11 hours, Vince. So it's like they're putting this stuff out there, and people don't realize they're subconsciously programming you to think that this can just happen. And it's all night long you're going to have to plug these stupid electric vehicles in. The other thing that I heard at the bottom of the hour news, Vince, that just cracks me up. You know, Vince, Biden is holding a fundraiser. Did you hear that? He's holding a fundraiser for his reelection campaign, and all three of his proponents are going to be there. Jill, Hunter, and Xi Jinping. They're all going to be at his...
Did you see some of the cue cards?
You know, when they said he had a 39% approval rating, I thought somebody really messed up with the decimal points. I think it's 0.39.
Well, yeah, and did you see some of the cue cards that he is provided with, you know, when he speaks at these press conferences? They say, you, in big, bold letters, you, meaning... Mr. Biden, this is what you do. You walk in the room. You stand at the podium. You speak for 2 minutes. You introduce so-and-so. You walk away from the podium. You sit down. And then a couple more things that he has to do. And then it says you leave the room. They got to tell him to leave. They got to tell him what to say, when to stand up. This guy is a nincompoop. Unbelievable. And, okay, I probably ought to stop there. But the guy that has this towing company told us about this gal. She had an electric car, a Tesla. And she forgot, she was taking about 150-mile trip, so she needed to charge it on the way because it won't go that far. She forgot the adapter to plug it in at the gas, you know, Casey's, the fueling station for gasoline and snacks. She forgot it. So she had to have the Tesla towed for $250 to where she could charge it. She had to have it towed. People don't realize this. This doesn't happen with gasoline and diesel cars.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.